Israeli soldiers escorting military bulldozers stormed Kfar Aqab town, which is adjacent to the Israeli airport in Qalandia area, and destroyed several Palestinian-owned buildings, including a car wash. Palestinians here say that the Israeli forces want to grab more land in order to continue building the separation wall, which has already isolated several districts, including Kfar Aqab.
There used to be a car wash here. This morning we were surprised by the bulldozers destroying everything. The Israeli soldiers have not informed us about the reason. No one can defy these orders. They do whatever they want just to keep humiliating the Palestinians.
With Israel's construction of the separation wall, during recent years, more than 60,000 Palestinians have found themselves on the West Bank side of an increasingly impenetrable line. Kfar Aqab, with an estimated population of 20,000 people, falls under Israel's full jurisdiction. However, it has been cut off from the city since the construction of the Israeli barrier, and its residents have been deprived of most public services.
The majority of these buildings in Kfar Aqab and other towns do not have authorization from Israel. These buildings are located near the illegal separation wall and the Qalandia airport. Now the fear is that Israeli occupation plans to expand the barrier and build a settlement here. This means further crackdown on the residents of Quds.
Tel Aviv says the separation wall is intended to prevent the uncontrolled entry of Palestinians into the occupied territories. However, Palestinians insist that Israel tries to reduce Quds Arab population to strengthen the Jewish majority in the city.
Palestinians living in these areas, the most isolated neighborhoods within the limits of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, expressed their fear over Israel's plan to redraw the borders of the city to permanently exclude them as part of Tel Aviv's planned Judaization of Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Mona Kandil for Press TV, Kfar Aqab, East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.